For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Scraby, start the happy hour. I got a trivia question for you. Don't look. Look away.
Hey.
What's this?
It's a piece of paper.
What is it? What is it, Scrape?
Oh, it's your dumb bracket.
It's my bracket!
Happy bracket day, everybody!
Happy bracket day. It's the day after Christmas for college basketball fans. Welcome back into Gwen and Chris. Happy hour. Final hour of our Monday get-together. The brackets are out. Everybody spent most of their Monday filling them out. Tomorrow, you can double-check them. Wednesday, you call in sick because you're going to the Padre game and going to hang out with us. 3:05 Wednesday morning at 7 Mile Casino down there in Chula Vista. And we're all going to be there. Ben and Woods are hosting. Scraby and I are just kind of going to be window dressing.
Thank you.
But we'll be there to watch the Padres and Dodgers. All brought to you by our great friends at Soapy Joe's. You know, Tony Gwynn Jr. is the chief bubble officer.
Of course.
And although I am not on the board of directors like Tony Gwynn Jr., I go to Soapy Joe's like all the time.
He does.
Oh, endless. Way too much.
I went yesterday.
Yeah. It's almost uncomfortable how often I go get my car washed.
Do they go, hey, you're here again?
Again. Sometimes I go twice a day because I got to take Lori's car too.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Twice a day?
Sometimes. I'm a big Soapy Joe's guy.
I guess so.
Now, so then after that, you're going to call in sick to work Wednesday. Thursday, you're going to watch the Padre game again at 3:05 in the morning. Then you're going to want to stay home and watch the beginning of the NCAA tournament, which starts Thursday morning at 9. And then Friday, you're going to call in sick one more time because the Aztecs play at 10:45 Friday morning against UAB. So it's only a two-day work week, as far as I can tell. And I think everybody should just follow along with that.
I hate to tell you this, Chris.
What's that?
We're not off the rest of the week.
You and I aren't off.
No.
I know, but we don't care because there's going to be so much fun stuff to talk about this whole week.
There will be.
Opening day, NCAA tournament, brackets.
I can't even really call it opening day.
Yeah, not quite, but first two games of the season, if nothing else. Anyway, I got my bracket, and I'm not very good at this. I mean, let's be honest. I think last year we did it. And what is go to Yahoo?
Oh, yes.
Search for the Gwen and Chris bracket. Well, how do you get signed up if you're not, if you don't get a link?
You can go to my Twitter. I gotta get that information together.
All right, get that together.
You're right.
But
you can go to my link
on
Twitter. It's at the top. You just click that and you could sign up.
All right. Well, we're going to have everybody turn in their brackets, and we'll see who does the best over the next few weeks. But I was looking at the brackets. I got some first-round upsets for everybody. Here's my first-round upsets.
Okay.
And take all of these with a grain of salt because I'm not usually very good at this. In the East, I only like one first-round upset. I like Drake. Love the Drake. Over Washington State. 10 over 7.
You know, we have some diehard listeners out there that
are
big Washington
State fans. Big Cougs fans?
They went there.
Well, then they should be rooting for the Cougs.
They get really angry when you talk bad about the Pac-2.
The Pac-2?
Yes.
I don't talk badly about the Pac-2. I'm a West Coast basketball fan.
He is.
I just think Drake's better than Washington State. That's the only upset I see in the East. I will say that I have seen several places already that say UAB is going to knock off the Aztecs, But it's the same people who said Charleston was going to knock off the Aztecs last year.
Didn't happen.
In the West, not a lot of upsets here either. But I do like a couple of Mountain West teams. I think they're well positioned to pull off upsets. New Mexico against Clemson in the 11-6 game. I mean, if House and Mashburn shoot like they did against the Aztecs in the tournament, forget about it.
Yeah.
The other thing is New Mexico's best guard did not play against the Aztecs. Donovan Dent had the flu.
Oh,
he sat on the bench
that.
The whole game.
Oh, they were making it seem like he was in and out.
Yeah, he came in for like 9 minutes, but he didn't score, and he couldn't do anything. He's excellent. New Mexico's really good. I don't know what they were doing messing around all season, finishing sixth in the conference.
That's what I thought, because when I was watching them, I'm like, man, this team seems way better than they are.
They are good. They are good. I think they can beat Clemson. And here's the why Nevada, I think, has a shot against Dayton in a 10-7 game. The game is in Salt Lake City, that one, and it's altitude. Guess who plays all their games in altitude?
Don't
Nevada.
They already do that.
So it's an advantage.
It is an advantage.
That's why I'm picking them.
All right.
All right. Dayton doesn't play too many games in altitude. Big advantage for Nevada. In the South region, you have to pick a 12 over a 5 somewhere.
Yes, you do.
I like James Madison.
Okay.
They're 31-3. And Wisconsin, Big Ten, never a fan of Wisconsin. They're kind of slow and stodgy. They've got some good players, though. Wisconsin should win, but I'm pick a little upset there. Elsewhere in the South, nothing really stands out to me. I'd love to see Boise State beat Colorado in the play-in game. And then they could give Florida some trouble. Florida lost one of their best players the other day to an injury.
It was a pretty bad injury.
I think it was. Boise State's, solid. But, the Mountain West has a lot to prove. Because every year they get not six teams like this year. They get three or four. And most all of them go home right away.
Mm-hmm.
The Aztecs, what they did last year was,
they did not go home.
No, they did not for a long, long time. But if you get six teams in like they did, and you go like 1-5 or 0-6, everybody's going to notice that.
Yeah.
So
it's like, why does that conference get all those teams when they're just first
and they couldn't
outs?
Win a game? So it's important for the Mountain West to win some of these games. These are teams that I'm used to rooting against, but I'm going to have to root for them because it'll be beneficial for the Aztecs.
And let me tell everybody out there, that's not easy for Chris Ella to do.
Ah, got to root for Jalen House?
Yeah, that's not
Can't
easy.
Can't stand that guy.
He's pretty annoying, you got to say.
Yeah.
But he's very good.
He is good. He's good. And, if he just plays instead of prances around, he's a lot better.
I watched him specifically and thought, how mad is Chris right now that he's like yelling at the
he was
crowd?
Lighting it up.
He was lighting it up too. And then his dad was there. They kept showing his dad.
His dad was annoying as hell. In the Midwest, first round upsets, I see Oregon potentially over South Carolina, 11-6. That's about it.
That's it.
I don't have a lot of first round upsets this year.
I gotta say,
the old water finds its level.
Yeah.
I think this is the year maybe where teams that are supposed to win, because the last couple of years, it's been the exact opposite.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. Like, when I went through quickly and picked last night, I'm not an expert, but I didn't see many games that were, like, question marks. Huge question marks.
Yeah, but that means that, there's going to be a bunch of upsets that nobody picks. I mean, a 15 has beaten a 2 seed 3 years in a row. Like, that never used to happen, ever. And now it's happened 3 straight years. Last year, a 16 beat a 1.
I was just going to say, like, that's the second time it's happened.
That's only the second time that's ever happened. Purdue got knocked out by Fairleigh Dickinson.
Oh, no, it wasn't the same team. That was Virginia, sorry.
One thing that's interesting for Purdue, because I don't love Purdue. Not a big fan of Zach Edey. I just think he's taller than everybody.
It's true.
Which is true. But Purdue's got some players. Here's the good news for Purdue. The other 16 to beat a 1 was 5 or 6 years ago. Remember Virginia They were the one seed, and they lost to Maryland, yes. Baltimore County.
UMBC.
UMBC, baby. Next year, the year after that, Virginia won the national title.
That is true.
So maybe Purdue can, you know, get a little of that noise. That would be good for Purdue. But the 15 is going to beat the 2? I don't know. St. Peter's is back as a 15 seed. A couple years ago, they beat Kentucky.
I do remember that.
This year, they play Tennessee. Long Beach State going to play Arizona. Last year, Arizona lost as a 15, or as a 2.
Yeah, really
to
ruined
Princeton.
Me. Yes.
So, you know, but I just don't, you know, I'm not going to predict a bunch of upsets this year. It's time for these better teams to advance.
Anthony on the chat says, I don't know about that water finding its level metaphor anymore after hearing every day on the show last year about
no
the Padres.
Anthony, fair enough. Fair enough.
When water does indeed find its level again this year, we can start using it again.
Yeah, we'll start using it again. But no, Anthony's right. I mean, we kept saying it because it just was supposed to happen, but it didn't.
Well, again, I mean,
it didn't.
The Padres were doing things that were so unheard of that they broke gravity.
Broke gravity.
Or they broke physics. Water finding its level?
Yeah, it did not happen.
Okay, that was a bad joke.
All right, so yeah, it was bad.
Yeah. We're gonna keep going.
Get your bracket picks in. Scraby and I don't know where we're going to get Tony's picks, but I know he'll send them in from South Korea. But we'll go over our, you know, Elite Eight, Final Four teams a little later in the week. We have a little time before we have to do all that.
I gotta say,
and I'm not a fan of just sitting here like we did last year and going, who you got in the Nebraska Texas A&M game?
Yeah, we kind of learned from that mistake
last
year.
It's kind of boring. I mean, it really is. I mean, we sit here and we go, all right, that means you now have James Madison against Vermont. Who do you like there?
People in the car are like, what else is on?
Yeah, that's not good. So we're not going to go through the whole bracket, I've had some fun with the bracket today.
Chris is like not joking when he says that this is the favorite thing he's done.
I love it. I love filling out the bracket. I love signing up for the bracket. The only thing I don't like about the bracket is when the games start.
And you lose the bracket.
And I lose the bracket and I tear it up by Friday afternoon. That's normally
it's
what
true.
Happens. I normally give it one of those.
Like, can you imagine, Chris, going through an entire first round and not getting one wrong? Because I know it happens, but
somebody does it.
It's very rare.
Yeah, 32-0. Like, somebody will do it.
You have to be the
if
ultimate.
If you look at ESPN, ESPN does person. Has over, like, you know, how many millions of people sign up every year?
And they never have a perfect one.
They never have a perfect bracket, but after one round, there's usually, you know, five or six people that are 32-0.
Yeah.
And you're like, what? How did you do that?
Yeah, I don't understand it either.
I mean, what, are you kidding me?
Where did, Iowa, the women's match up, where did they match up? Did you see that?
Yes, the Iowa, we haven't talked about the women's bracket enough. Obviously, the Aztecs just missed it because they lost in the championship game of the Mountain West Conference. UNLV, which won the championship and had a record this year of 32-2, only draws a 10 seed in the West. So that's what they say about, they don't like, I don't know if it's the West. They don't do regional brackets in the women's. They name them after the cities.
Oh.
Anyway.
Why do they got to make it different? They have four quarters with the women's instead of two halves. It's just like,
just
why can't we just make it uniform?
It's much easier if you say the West.
Well, yeah.
But UNLV will be a 10 seed. They're playing Creighton in the first round.
Iowa is a number one seed.
Iowa is a number one. The other number one, South Carolina, which is undefeated.
Makes sense.
Also number one, USC, number one.
Okay.
Former Aztec coach Beth Burns is an assistant there.
Nice.
She and Juju Watkins get a number one seed, and Texas got the only other number one seed ahead of Stanford, which most people thought would get the other number one seed, but
what happened
not.
To UConn?
They're in there. I think they're a three. Let me see. I got to find them.
Who was that? There was a player on their team that got hurt last year who was like
Paige Beckers.
Yes.
She's back.
She's
this
back
this year.
Is she really good or what?
She's great. But
I haven't really heard much about them this year.
UConn was, for them, they were down this year, but that still isn't too far down. Their record was 29-5. So they weren't bad. They're a three seed.
Wow. Come on, people.
Here's an interesting one for you, Scrabe, and then I'll get out of here and we'll text some traffic. The athletic director, don't know his name, athletic director at Nebraska.
Okay.
Quit. Left his job. Got fired. Found better place to go. Whatever it was.
Okay.
Took the job at Texas A&M.
Uh-huh.
This weekend, Nebraska plays Texas A&M.
Oh, wow.
Not only in the men's tournament, but also in the first round of the women's tournament.
Oh, you got to win, Nebraska.
How about that?
Because that guy left you.
Nebraska and Texas A&M, first round matchup in the men's, also first round matchup in the women's. That probably doesn't happen very often.
No, not. I would think not.
I would think not.
I'm not going to go down the math route. We already did that today. And I screwed it up for the 49ers, too.
You boxed it up badly.
Yes.
Only school that had a top four seed on the men's and women's side was?
Texas?
UConn.
Okay.
Number one seed on the men's side, number three on the women's side. Enough? Little factoids for
yes,
you?
Yes, I'm done. I'm sorry. I'm not like, I don't hate it.
You're not
it,
bracket crazy
just,
like me.
It's just too many facts at
I
one
love
time
it.
For me.
I love it.
I love facts, but that's a lot of facts. I need facts throughout the week.
Yeah. All right. I'll spray some out for
okay,
you.
Okay, thank you.
I'll come up with some other ones for you tomorrow.
I have, on the other side, Chris, I have something about Petco Park that's going to make everybody very happy, I think.
All right. I'm looking forward to that. Speaking of one more thing on March Madness for the moment, tomorrow, 3:40, schedule it, Elijah Saunders of the Aztecs
that's right.
will be on the show.
Nice job, Chris.
We'll have that on tomorrow.
Yes.
Right now, we'll check traffic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm just going to start talking because I'm not sure if Chris was ever going
to
start
talking. Hello? I'm sorry. I'm busy filling out. I got to do another bracket.
Can we stop with these brackets? It really does bother me.
You know, it's funny. ESPN and the sign-up thing. You can use up to 25 brackets. You know how many I fill out?
Too many.
One. That's all. Just one.
I thought you filled out more than that.
No, I don't. I fill out one bracket. I don't root for 20 different things to happen. I root for one thing to happen.
Makes sense.
That's why I like to play in one fantasy baseball league, but you won't allow that to happen this year. I have to play with you and your buddies.
They're your buddies, too.
In the text chat.
Yeah, they're your buddies, too.
I told you earlier, Larry David on Curb Your Enthusiasm last night had a whole thing about how frustrated he was that he got hooked into some sort of text chat
that
and he couldn't
kind of
get
hilarious.
Himself out.
I gotta say.
And I was thinking, oh, that sounds familiar.
I gotta say, that's pretty hilarious.
Sounds familiar. Padres, according to MLB Player Survey,
yeah.
Best road trip in all of baseball.
Yeah, that's right.
San Diego, California. I don't know that we're telling anybody out there something they don't know. I mean, we believe that we have the finest city in America.
Yeah.
And so apparently do other baseball players. They love coming here.
And USA Today just named them the best baseball stadium in the country, too. So that's two number ones.
Wait, what?
USA Today last week named them the number one stadium in the country once again for baseball.
Named Petco Park?
Petco Park, yeah.
Really? The number one stadium in the country?
Yeah, that's what. Well, for baseball.
For baseball? Well, what else would it be for?
I don't know. If you're going to say number one stadium in the country, Stadium is nice, you know?
If you're going to say number one stadium in the country for monster truck
I guess Petco would still fit that as well. That's a great view.
I like Petco Park. Maybe just because it's my home park, but I don't get the same... I guess that wouldn't happen.
I went to a lot.
I was going
to
say I get a lot more excitement out of going into Wrigley or Fenway or Yankee Stadium. Well, but then again, that's not my home park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. I went to a bunch of Reds games, and those, when I lived there in 2010, those games are very stale. And the Reds had a really good team that year, so it wasn't like they weren't good, but it's very stale. Very stale.
Reds at Great American Ballpark?
Yeah, it's
or was that Riverfront Stadium?
Because
that
American.
Was a cookie cutter.
No, it was
as
Great
they
American.
Called it.
No, I had the whole riverboat thing in the center field. We also sat one time. This wasn't very smart by us, but we sat right in the sun, and
this
it
wasn't
was like
smart by
it
us.
Was like 90 degrees plus 100% humidity, and I was
nobody's
drinking.
Ever mixed you up with being smart.
No,
so
wait, that's
you just
not
keep
true.
On proving it.
I just don't drink in the sun, people. It's very dangerous.
Bad combination.
I had the worst headache for days after that.
Bad combination.
I'll never forget it. Never right. forget it.
Tony was on with us earlier. We did a Padres Pen Pals. We're going to play you some of that in the next segment. Give an opportunity to, just getting ready for Padre baseball. That's what it's all about.
I'm already ready. Watching last night.
Yeah.
Seeing how cruddy those uniforms kind of look.
What, they're wearing them?
Yeah.
They're really wearing the new uniforms and nothing's been done about that?
Well,
that's unbelievable.
I don't know that nothing has been done. I think the Royals cracked the code because they were able to somehow get their old numbers on their uniforms, which made things a little bit better. But I got excited last night. When I saw Ha-Seong Kim hit that home run, I was like, yeah. Baseball's back, baby.
Am I going to hate the uniforms? Like, I haven't seen them in action yet.
They're very...
I've just seen pictures of them, and I don't like them, but...
You could just tell there's
going to really annoy
not much
me?
Material there.
Oh, boy. I don't need to see that.
Like, they put a picture of Jerks and Profar's shoes on MLB
I really want to watch a baseball game, not nudity.
It's no, the Padres don't have the see-through pants because they have sand pants, as they did last night, I guess.
But they have white when they're at home.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
Yeah.
They're going to be home tomorrow night.
But they put a picture of Jerks and Shoe.
Not tomorrow night, but Wednesday morning. They're the home team in the opening game.
You think they're wearing pinstripe? They have to be, right?
That's their home uniform.
I guess it's Yu Darvish's choice.
I guess he could wear the white pants with the brown top. No, that's a road uniform.
A road uniform.
They have to wear the pinstripes. Yankee third baseman DJ LeMahieu will miss some time. Pretty significant bone bruise, says manager Aaron Boone. Superstar slugger Aaron Judge is expected to return to the lineup tomorrow. The Yankees could certainly use some good news. Going to be without Gerrit Cole, 10 to 12 weeks?
Yeah.
Whew,
which
boy.
They don't even, like, that's an estimate.
Minnesota Twins will open their AL Central title defense without their closer, Johan Duran.
What happened?
He has a moderate oblique strain, Scrape. I know you love oblique strain injuries. Your favorite.
Over the weekend, someone told me they hurt their oblique, and I started laughing.
Yeah, that's nice.
I was just like,
I'm going to go injure your oblique and see how you feel about it.
I told you, one time I did injure my oblique, and it was really painful. But if I was making $35 million a year, I might be able to go out there.
Anthony DeSclafani, the Twins, also will miss the beginning of the season. Trevor Bauer's in the news today. Says he's going to pitch for the Mexican team, Diablos Rojos.
Oh, there you go.
Sunday, when they face the New York Yankees.
Wow.
Bauer still attempting to return to Major League Baseball,
et cetera. Wait, is he just like beamed a
team? I don't know what he's doing. He's just trying to show up as often as he can.
Because he was with the Asian Breeze last week playing against the Dodgers. Now he's with the Diablo Rojos. So he's just going from team to team at this point. Which I will give him this, Chris. He is trying really hard, and if there's ever anything down the road where he, like, there's a lawsuit, he'll be like, I tried very hard to get on a team, and no one let me.
Hope they don't. Garrett Crochet? You know who that is?
Garrett Crochet.
Yeah, I didn't know who that was
Crochet?
Either. It's spelled like Crochet, but I don't think it's pronounced that way.
Okay, who's that?
Crochet, or Crochet, is going to make the opening day start this year for the Chicago White Sox. It'll be his first career start. White Sox Tigers, March 28th. Crochet said, I'm very shocked, to say the least. White Sox did not have any obvious candidates for opening day because they traded some guy named Dylan Cease to the Padres.
Okay, so We heard Tony's story about Stephen Wilson, how he saw him literally like right after Stephen Wilson was notified.
Right.
And then Tony talked about this is a good closer opportunity for Stephen Wilson.
Yeah.
Dylan Cease is very happy. Stephen Wilson probably isn't as happy just because he's going to be on a rough team this year.
Yeah. They have, you know, they have Tim Hill. Can look up his old friend Tim Hill on that White Sox roster.
I forgot about that. And is Mike Clevenger still on the roster?
No, he's a free agent.
Oh, so he's
looking
for a team.
But there's some talk of the White Sox bringing him back, but not yet.
Oh, by the way, Sammy Lev just texted me.
What's he got?
It is Crochet.
Oh, thank you, Sammy Lev.
Yeah, thank you, Sammy
Crochet.
Lev.
All right.
That's it.
Cincinnati Reds lost center fielder TJ Friedl indefinitely. Broken wrist. No good.
No good is right.
Will Benson, Stuart Fairchild will probably platoon in place of the injured Friedl for the foreseeable future. Reds, you know, getting excited. Your friends in Cincinnati getting excited.
Oh, every year.
But they're getting nothing but bad news.
I think those Reds are going to be real good this year.
They lost, what was it, Noelvé Marte, the third baseman?
Oh,
suspension.
Yes, they did.
Now they lose their center fielder, TJ Friedl. Braves all-star pitcher Bryce Elder. That's how good the Braves are. They sent him to the minors today because they're going to open the season with Reynaldo Lopez as their fifth starter. Lopez signed a three-year, $30 million deal in November. So Elder, who was in the All-Star game last year, sent back to the minor leagues. Kidding me?
I mean
that's how good the Braves are.
Probably, there's got to be strategy to that.
By the way, well, they have, yeah, the strategy is they have five guys that are better than him.
Okay.
They have Strider, they have Charlie Morton, they have Max Fried.
Oh, dang it.
And they have one more guy who's really good. And, you know, I can't name the whole Braves rotation off the top
John
of my
Smoltz?
Head.
John Smoltz?
Yeah, Smoltz and Greg Maddux, yes.
They're penciling in?
Penciling those guys in.
All right, we got to go to break.
Why?
Because we have to go to break.
I'm giving Chris Sale was the other guy in the Braves rotation.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah, they got a good team.
He'll play a good three games this year.
The Braves, by the way, we were talking about the Yankees, too high at number 7 in the power rankings.
Braves are
number 1 in the MLB.com power
They really
rankings.
Only have gotten better.
Seems that way.
Yes.
All right, we'll take a timeout, come back. Padre talk with Tony Gwynn earlier today from South Korea. You'll get the latest. Stick around. All right, welcome back to Gwynn and Chris, 5:39, the time. In Korea, South Korea, Seoul, South Korea, 9:39 in the morning. Tony Gwynn Jr. was on with us earlier from South Korea. Spent an hour with us. And we did some Padre pen pals. Going to give you a chance to listen to some of that so you Padre fans will be up to date. As far as some questions we asked Tony, Dylan Cease, very happy with that deal. Tommy Pham
says
would like it, but Tommy's not there yet.
Yep.
Said that he does believe there's been some talks, maybe even an offer, but nothing concrete yet with Tommy Pham. The other thing he said is, if he had to guess, starter at third base and the opening game Wednesday morning, he picked Graham Pauly.
He did.
Although Tyler Wade, Eggie Rosario, could be any of those guys.
Could be.
We'll see. I think the rest of the starting lineup is pretty much settled.
Jackson Merrill's the starting center fielder.
Yeah. Profar will be in left. Tatis in right. Jake.
First
Bogarts,
base.
Bogarts, second base.
Hey, did you see that John Morosi, he actually had some very complimentary things to say about Xander Bogarts at second base on Twitter. He said, got to go back to the top.
I have no doubt that
he
Bogarts
said Xander
will
Bogarts
play.
Has put on a defensive clinic at second base over the past 2 days. Range, hands, arm, everything.
Awesome.
Well, I think that is awesome because
I have no doubt that he can play there. He's a pretty good athlete.
Right? It would be like, Chris, hey, by the way, you're now going to be the board op on the show as well as the host.
It's not the same.
It's the same.
By the way, Jake Cronenworth, former shortstop. Xander Bogarts, former shortstop. Manny Machado, when he gets to third, former shortstop. Jerkson Profar, former shortstop. Jackson Merrill, former shortstop. Fernando Tatis Jr.,
former shortstop.
You get the idea.
Luis Campusano,
not
former,
a former shortstop.
Catcher.
Not a former shortstop. One quick Dodger note, because I know you like to keep an eye on them. Gavin Stone today was named the fifth starter for the Dodgers. Stone posted a 0.93 ERA this spring. Dodgers starting rotation will look this way once the season starts. Tyler Glasnow, Yoshi Yamamoto, Bobby Miller, James Paxton, and now Gavin Stone.
Shaking in my boots.
There you go. Yeah, Stone, by the way, was their top pitching prospect entering last season. But he struggled a little bit at the big league level, tipping his pitches, et cetera, et cetera. All right, traffic, and then Tony with us earlier. All right, before we get started with the Padre Pen Pals, I want to remind everybody that if you love Mediterranean food like I love Mediterranean food, Spiro's, authentic Mediterranean cuisine, Coronado, La Jolla, for dining takeout options, visit SpirosCuisine.com.
All right, let's get some Padres Pen Pals underway. Now that we have a couple games to talk about over there in Korea, people will have lots of questions. And we're going to start it with a Ha-Seong Kim question. I think that's actually very fair with him hitting two home runs last night. But here we go. Okay, so I was not happy when everyone was talking about trading Ha-Seong Kim about a month or two. He's the heart and soul of this team. The more he plays with his current contract, the more the price goes up for the future. I've been asking this question for a while now, but if you have the money to extend Jake Cronenworth, Chris, shouldn't you have the money to extend Ha-Seong Kim?
Well, you might. My thing is, if you don't have to extend, I don't know that you extend.
Ha-Seong Kim.
I want to make sure that last year was the real Ha-Seong Kim. And I think that's what the Padres want to make sure, as long as they have the opportunity to do so. You know, the previous couple of years were less than stellar. Last year was terrific. You know, so let's see. Can he build upon that? You know, I mean, Ha-Seong is... I love this guy when he's playing well. I don't love him on the bases yet. But I think he's probably going to tone that down a little bit this year, be a little bit more responsible. But what, 17 bombs? I mean, can he hit 20? Is that, or 17 high water? Let's see where he's at. So right. I think that's why they haven't done it yet, because they don't have to.
Tony, let me go back to the question just to make sure I'm asking it correctly. If you have enough money to extend Jake Cronenworth, shouldn't you have the money to extend Ha-Seong Kim?
Not necessarily. I mean, you extended Jake Cronenworth a year ago. Finances looked a lot different a year ago. And we know what the constraints that the team is under this season. I think Chris is right. I think the Padres haven't extended him yet because they don't have to extend him yet. What's Ha-Seong gonna what's his asking price? What is he gonna want? I mean, this is not just contingent on the Padres wanting to re-sign Ha-Seong Kim. This is also contingent on Ha-Seong wanting to re-sign with the Padres. So I think ultimately this is one of those deals where you let the season play out and you go from there. I think the Padres will have no problem extending him if they can. Should he put up another year that he did last year?
All right. Thank you for that question. Our next question is about Tommy Pham, and it's also about Trevor Bauer. So here we go. The news of the Padres being interested in Tommy Pham had me pretty excited over the weekend. He was a good player last year and got to play in a World Series. I know some fans are not a fan of Pham, but why is he any worse than signing Trevor Bauer? I don't understand how some fans can say they want Trevor Bauer instead of Pham. To me, it's not even close. So, Tony, the question is, why would Pham be any worse than signing Trevor Bauer?
First of all, I don't know that Tommy Pham is in that same category. And listen, I think it's important to note that neither of them did anything that caused, that broke a law or... you know, anything on that matter. Now, there's maybe what I, is it a moral question that is that what
yeah,
I think
so.
That's what the way to phrase it.
Yeah, yeah.
And if we're comparing the two on that standpoint, I think one exceeds the other by a long shot. That being said, I think it's a fair point. Like if you think the Padres should go out and try and sign Trevor Bauer, you certainly can't then say, oh no, what Tommy did at a strip club, or what happened to him at a strip club is, you know, far worse. No, I don't think so. I think there is far more perceived baggage that comes with Trevor than there is with Tommy. So I don't think that's a good argument.
Who was this? Brutus fan on the chat says, just don't play fantasy sports with him and you'll be fine. Chris?
Well, no, it's not just don't play fantasy sports. Don't play with that man's money. That's what it is.
That's the crux. Do not bet him $10 on a game of ping pong either, I would think. He's gonna be competitive.
All right, Chris, what do you think about this? Why would it be any worse signing Tommy Pham than Trevor Bauer?
I would answer the question the exact same way that Tony did. I think it was perfectly answered. The one thing I would say is that if you sign Tommy Pham, maybe a third of the people are going to hate that. If you sign Trevor Bauer, I think 100% of the people are going to hate that.
No, that's not true.
90.
I would say 75.
Higher.
I would say 75.
Well, either way, 75% versus 33%, that's a big jump.
It is a big difference.
Yeah.
So, Chris, what he was going for works there. Except for
what's
75.
You were trying to say
that less people are going to be mad about Tommy Pham.
Yeah, I think everybody's going to hate the signing of Trevor Bauer. I disagree with your 75% insinuation.
Insinuation, he says. Tony, we need you back to, like, play cop. Chris and I actually have been getting along. We had an impromptu show because the prospect game got out last Friday, and we were expecting to do 2 hours, and we did four. And it went well. We spent about an hour.
2.5 hours of the show on conspiracy theories, Tony. You would have loved it.
We really did.
Also, you made Scraby happy for 2 hours.
He was so in his element. That was our countdown. Our countdown Friday was top all-time conspiracy theories.
Yeah, yeah.
Scraby couldn't narrow it down to five, so he had to talk about 15 or 20 of them.
We kept getting to, like, the end of the break, be like, we have to keep going. We're not done with our list yet.
It was fabulous.
All right, so that one's answered. Thank you for the question. There's two more. I am so pumped up about Dylan Cease being a Padre this year. He's one of the best pitchers in baseball. I don't even care what his ERA was last year. He was on one of the worst teams in baseball. I'm so confident in Dylan Cease being an ace. I went out and put $500 on Dylan Cease to win Cy Young at plus 2,500 for a total payout of $13,000. Don't tell my wife because I'm planning on taking this to the grave if I lose and hiding this money from her if I win. So, Chris, is this a bad bet?
No. I wouldn't risk 500. That's a lot.
Chris's new word.
All right, 500. Sorry. 500.
It's hun.
Yeah. Hun. I wouldn't go. H-U-N.
Well, here's the thing. I couldn't find 500 without my wife not knowing.
Just save up your coins.
Not possible. So the most I could probably bet without my wife even knowing would be about 50. And she knows I don't gamble, but I think it's a tremendous bet. 13 grand, that's a nice payout. Dylan Cease is a guy who finished second in the Cy Young balloting. So it's at least capable of happening. So No, I don't think it's a bad bet.
Tony, do you think this is a bad bet? Someone betting $500 on Dylan Cease to win the Cy Young?
No, I don't think it's a bad bet. I think it's a good bet. As I said, this dude was in a Cy Young race not too long ago. Put it this way, this guy, Chris brought up the swing and miss statistics. This guy went from, I think, in the low ones, 100s on people swinging and missing at that slider to, like, I think it last year it was like 220, which is still 220 on the slider. And that was considered like a bad drop off for him. So, yeah, I think he looked good last night. I can tell you that.
He also said he pitched last year 30% to his potential. So if that's 30%, then he's looking pretty good for
Yes, his
year.
ERA plus was still a 97 last year, Tony, in case you're wondering.
I think what happened with that, Chris, you got a little perturbed because we were trying to talk analytics and someone said we don't know what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah. Some guy in the chat wrote, Chris and Scraby don't know what the hell they're talking about. And I said, you know what? We don't claim to know everything about analytics, so calm down.
Yes. All right.
So I was livid.
Final one. And this is from Taylor.
You know, the crazy thing is the analytics, and you know, and people are going to be mad at me for saying this. Analytics are really a way for, you know, the nerds to be able to keep track of everything.
I wish I had said the same thing on Friday. Darn it.
I won't lie I got a little angry when that person called us idiots. And so yeah, I said right. that. Yeah. They're a bunch of imaginary numbers.
that's hilarious. And, you know, obviously, I just want to reference, want to make you kind of clean that up a little. Obviously, analytics are useful. Not, but when people get on their high horse about them, that's when it gets annoying.
Yes. All right. Last one from Taylor. And I saw this on, they put up a poll on X earlier today. Big Padre fan, big listener. Need some serious help here. What jersey do I get? And the three choices are Graham Pauly, Dylan Cease, Luis Campusano. I voted for Dylan Cease. So he's actually listening for our answers. Tony, who would you choose? Pauly, Cease, or Campusano?
Pauly, who, or Campusano?
Cease or Campusano?
Oh, I probably would get a Cease unit. No, I get a Campusano. It depends. If you're okay with risking the fact that, you know, a player might not be here long, I would say Campusano.
Yeah.
If you're not worried about it, I would say Cease.
Exactly my thoughts. Chris, who would you choose here?
I can't get a Cease jersey because I can't run around with number 84 on my back. I know that works for him. Doesn't work for me. So I'm going to go Campusano. Pauly, I still got to see more.
All right.
Campusano, I'm pretty sure he's going to be a legit catcher for the Padres for, you know, a handful of years. So that's the one I'd go with.
Okay, that is it for Padres Pen Pals. Thank you to everyone who submitted today.
And thank you for being with us today. Gwen and Chris coming to a close. We'll catch up with Tony tomorrow, potentially. We don't know yet.
You'll have
to join the show to find out.
Yeah.
One thing I do know, tomorrow at 3:40 tomorrow afternoon, Elijah Saunders from the Aztecs will be on the show.
Good job, Chris.
Looking forward to that. Looking forward to talking about this game against UAB. Friday, 10:45. Of course, before that, Padres will have played two games.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday, 3:05 a.m. Thursday, 3:05 a.m. Scraby and I will be at the viewing party on Wednesday. Is there another viewing party Thursday?
I don't think so, but okay. I'm not sure. I think Thursday is going to be a tough day for everyone.
Yes, with the NCAA tournament starting on Thursday as well.
And just being tired. And
yeah, we're going to be tired. Coming up next, it's the Scraby Chronicles.
That's right, baby.
All right, Scraby, he's got a daily gripe somewhere in there.
Oh, yes. Did you hear mine from the other day?
No.
My gripe was out of pure jealousy. It's when guys run and exercise with their shirts off.
Oh, yeah.
It's really annoying to me.
That's pretty annoying.
But
yeah.
I'm also jealous, so.
Yeah, we all are jealous.
That's
yeah.
right. I saw some guy running today, and I was like, put your shirt on!
He's like, who is that? If you could run with your shirt off, would you?
No.
Really?
I have never been able to. All right, we got to get going.
All right, you're next. See you tomorrow. Now, before we get started with the Padre Pen Pals, I want to remind everybody that if you love Mediterranean food like I love Mediterranean food, Spiro's, authentic Mediterranean cuisine, Coronado, La Jolla, for dining takeout options, visit spiroscuisine.com.
All right, let's get some Padres Pen Pals underway. Now that we have a couple games to talk about over there in Korea, people will have lots of questions. And we're going to start it with a Ha-Sung Kim question. I think that's actually very fair with him hitting two home runs last night. But here we go. Okay, so I was not happy when everyone was talking about trading Ha-Seong Kim about a month or two. He's the heart and soul of this team. The more he plays with his current contract, the more the price goes up for the future. I've been asking this question for a while now, but if you have the money to extend Jake Cronenworth, Chris, shouldn't you have the money to extend Ha-Seong Kim?
Well, you might. My thing is, you don't. If you don't have to extend, I don't know that you extend.
Ha-Seong Kim.
I want to make sure that last year was the real Ha-Seong Kim. And I think that's what the Padres want to make sure, as long as they have the opportunity to do so. You know, the previous couple of years were less than stellar. Last year was terrific. You know, so let's see. Can he build upon that? You know, I mean, Ha-Seong is... I love this guy when he's playing well. I don't love him on the bases yet, but I think he's probably going to tone that down a little bit this year, be a little bit more responsible. But what, 17 bombs? I mean, can he hit 20? Is that, or 17 high watt? Let's see where he's at. So right. I think that's why they haven't done it yet, because they don't have to.
Tony, let me go back to the question just to make sure I'm asking it correctly. If you have enough money to extend Jake Cronenworth, shouldn't you have the money to extend Ha-Seong Kim?
Not necessarily. I mean, you extended Jake Cronenworth a year ago. Finances looked a lot different a year ago. And we know with the constraints that the team is under this season. I think Chris is right. I think the Padres haven't extended him yet because they don't have to extend him yet. What's Ha-Seong gonna what's his asking price? What is he gonna want? I mean, this is not just contingent on the Padres wanting to re-sign Ha-Seong Kim. This is also contingent on Ha-Seong wanting to re-sign with the Padres. So I think ultimately this is one of those deals where you let the season play out and you go from there. I think the Padres will have no problem extending him if they can. Should he put up another year that he did last year?
All right. Thank you for that question. Our next question is about Tommy Pham, and it's also about Trevor Bauer. So here we go. The news of the Padres being interested in Tommy Pham had me pretty excited over the weekend. He was a good player last year and got to play in a World Series. I know some fans are not a fan of Pham, but why is he any worse than signing Trevor Bauer? I don't understand how some fans can say they want Trevor Bauer instead of Pham. To me, it's not even close. So, Tony, the question is, why would Pham be any worse than signing Trevor Bauer?
First of all, I don't know that Tommy Pham is in that same category. And listen, I think it's important to note that neither of them did anything that caused, that broke a law or... you know, anything on that matter. Now, there's is it a moral question that is that what
I think
that's what the way to phrase it?
Yeah.
And if we're comparing the two on that standpoint, I think one exceeds the other by a long shot. That being said, I think it's a fair point. Like, if you think the Padres should go out and try and sign Trevor Bauer, you certainly can't then say, oh no, what Tommy did at a strip club, or what happened to him at a strip club is, you know, far worse. No, I don't think so. I think there is far more perceived baggage that comes with Trevor than there is with Tommy. So I don't think that's a good argument.
Who was this? Brutus fan on the chat says, just don't play fantasy sports with him and you'll be fine. Chris?
Yeah. Well, no, it's not just don't play fantasy sports. Don't play with that man's money. That's what it is.
That's the
crux.
Do not bet him $10 on a game of ping pong either, I would think. He's gonna be competitive.
All right, Chris, what do you think about this? Why would it be any worse signing Tommy Pham than Trevor Bauer?
I would answer the question the exact same way that Tony did. I think it was perfectly answered. The one thing I would say is that if you sign Tommy Pham, maybe a third of the people are going to hate that. If you sign Trevor Bauer, I think 100% of the people are going to hate that.
No, that's not true.
90.
I would say 75.
Higher.
I would say 75.
Well, either way, 75% versus 33%, that's a big jump.
It is a big difference. Yeah. So, Chris, what he was going for works there. Except for
what's
75.
You were trying to say
that less people are going to be mad about Tommy Pham.
I think everybody's going to hate the signing of Trevor Bauer. I disagree with your 75% insinuation.
Insinuation, he says. Tony, we need you back to like play cop. Chris and I actually have been getting along. We had an impromptu show because the prospect game got out last Friday, and we were expecting to do 2 hours, and we did four. And it went well. We spent about an hour.
2.5 hours of the show on conspiracy theories, Tony. You would have loved it.
We really
also,
did.
You made Scraby happy for 2 hours. That's great.
He was so in his element. That was our countdown. Our countdown Friday was top all-time conspiracy theories.
Yeah, yeah.
Scraby couldn't narrow it down to 5, so he had to talk about 15 or 20 of them.
We kept getting to like the end of the break, be like, we have to keep going. We're not done with our list yet.
It was fabulous.
All right, so that one's answered. Thank you for the question. There's two more. I am so pumped up about Dylan Cease being a Padre this year. He's one of the best pitchers in baseball. I don't even care what his ERA was last year. He was on one of the worst teams in baseball. I'm so confident in Dylan Cease being an ace. I went out and put $500 on Dylan Cease to win Cy Young at +2500 for a total payout of $13,000. Don't tell my wife because I'm planning on taking this to the grave if I lose and hiding this money from her if I win. So, Chris, is this a bad bet?
No, I wouldn't risk 500. That's a lot.
Chris's new word 500 is
sorry. 500.
It's hun.
Yeah. Hun. I wouldn't go. H-U-N.
Well, here's the thing. I couldn't find 500 without my wife not knowing.
Just save up your coins.
Not possible. So the most I could probably bet without my wife even knowing would be about 50. And she knows I don't gamble, but I think it's a tremendous bet. 13 grand, that's a nice payout. And Dylan Cease is a guy who finished second in the Cy Young balloting. So it's at least capable of happening. So No, I don't think it's a bad bet.
Tony, do you think this is a bad bet? Someone betting $500 on Dylan Cease to win the Cy Young?
No, I don't think it's a bad bet. I think it's a good bet. As I said, this dude was in a Cy Young race not too long ago. Put it this way, this guy, Chris brought up the swing and miss statistics. This guy went from, I think, in the low ones, 100s on people swinging and missing at that slider to like, I think it last year it was like 220, which is still in 220 on the slider. And that was considered like a bad drop off for him. So yeah, I think he looked good last night. I can tell you that.
He also said he pitched last year 30% to his potential. So if that's 30%, then he's looking pretty good.
His ERA plus was still a 97 last year, Tony, in case you're wondering.
I think what happened with that, Chris, you got a little perturbed because we were trying to talk analytics and someone said we don't know what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah. Some guy in the chat wrote, Chris and Scraby don't know what the hell they're talking about. And I said, you know what? We don't claim to know everything about analytics, so calm down.
Yes. All right.
So I was livid.
Final one. And this is from Taylor.
You know, the crazy thing is the analytics, and you know, and people are going to be mad at me for saying this. Analytics are really a way for, you know, the nerds to be able to keep track of everything.
I wish I had said the same thing on Friday. Darn it.
I won't lie I got a little angry when that person called us idiots. And so yeah, I said right. that yeah. they're a bunch of imaginary numbers.
That's hilarious. And, you know, obviously, I just want to make you kind of clean that up a little. Obviously, analytics are useful. But when people get on their high horse about them, that's when it gets annoying.
Yes. All right. Last one from Taylor. And I saw this on, they put up a poll on X earlier today. Big Padre fan, big listener. Need some serious help here. What jersey do I get? And the three choices are Graham Pauly, Dylan Cease, Luis Campusano. I voted for Dylan Cease. So he's actually listening for our answers. Tony, who would you choose? Pauly, Cease, or Campusano?
Pauly, who, or Campusano?
Cease, or Campusano?
Oh, I probably would get a CSU. No, I get a Campusano. It depends. If you're okay with risking the fact that, you know, a player might not be here long, I would say Campusano.
Yeah.
If you're not worried about it, I would say CSU.
Exactly my thoughts. Chris, who would you choose here?
I can't get a Cease jersey because I can't run around with number 84 on my back. I know that works for him. Doesn't work for me. So I'm going to go Campusano. Paulie, I still got to see more.
All right.
Campusano, I'm pretty sure he's going to be a legit catcher for the Padres for, you know, a handful of years. So that's the one I'd go with.
Okay, that is it for Padres Pen Pals. Thank you to everyone who submitted today.
And thank you for being with us today. Gwen and Chris coming to a close. We'll catch up with Tony tomorrow, potentially. We don't know yet.
You'll have
to join the show to find out.
Yeah.
One thing I do know tomorrow at 3:40 tomorrow afternoon, Elijah Saunders from the Aztecs will be on the show.
Good job, Chris.
Looking forward to that. Looking forward to talking about this game against UAB. Friday, 10:45. Of course, before that, Padres will have played two games.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday, 3:05 a.m. Thursday, 3:05 a.m. Scraby and I will be at the viewing party on Wednesday. Is there another viewing party Thursday?
I don't think so, but okay. I'm not sure. I think Thursday is going to be a tough day for everyone.
Yes, with the NCAA tournament starting on Thursday as well.
Just being tired. And
yeah, we're going to be tired. Coming up next, it's the Scraby Chronicles.
That's right, baby.
All right, Scraby, he's got a daily gripe somewhere in there.
Oh, yes. Did you hear mine from the other day?
No.
My gripe was out of pure jealousy. It's when guys run and exercise with their shirts off.
Oh, yeah.
It's really annoying to me.
That's pretty annoying.
But
yeah.
I'm also jealous, so.
Yeah, we all are jealous.
That's right. I saw some guy running today, and I was like, put your shirt on! He's like, who is that?
If you could run with your shirt off, would you?
No.
Really?
I have never been able to. All right, we got to get going.
All right, you're next. See you tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.